This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Construction of a 600-acre solar farm is underway in Sanilac County's Waterton Township. Work crews are building access roads, constructing laydown yards, fencing the solar project area, and solar comments are starting to arrive. There will be a laydown yard off of Campbell Road, and there will also be a storm water management system. Linea Energy started construction on the utility-size solar scale farm last October that's expected to be completed in 2027. In a few months, the company is expected to start creating a base that will support the placement of utility-sized solar panels. After the panels are in place, the next step will be construction of the electrical system to connect with the power grid, which will be followed by rounds to testing to assure the system is operating correctly. When the solar farm project is complete, it will generate electricity for 25,000 homes. Also, that is not the only solar farm that's being developed in Sanilac County. DTE's Deckerville Solar Park is being developed in Wheatland and in Marion Townships. The solar projects are being built to help Michigan's goal of being 60% renewable by 2035. And a fatal two-vehicle crash in Bay County over Memorial Day weekend claimed the life of a 17-year-old passenger and left three others injured. The collision occurred shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday on M13 near Mara Drive in Caucallen Township. Investigators with the Bay County Sheriff's Office say a northbound Chevy Equinox crossed the center line and collided with an oncoming Chrysler Pacifica. The teen victim, who was from the Ypsilanti area and riding in the rear seat of the Pacifica, died from injuries sustained in the crash. The Pacifica's driver and another passenger were transported to a hospital for treatment. The driver of the Equinox was also hospitalized with injuries that authorities described as non-life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate the cause of the crash. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is warning residents to be extra careful outdoors as wildfire danger climbs across northern Michigan. State officials say warm temperatures, dry vegetation, and a lack of significant rainfall are creating conditions that allow fires to start easily and spread rapidly. Fire danger levels are currently rated high to very high across much of the Upper Peninsula and the Northern Lower Peninsula. The DNR says no meaningful rainfall is expected in the coming days, prompting the agency to suspend permits for burning yard debris in the affected northern areas. Residents in southern Michigan are being advised to check local regulations before conducting any outdoor burning. Officials are reminding the public to keep water sources nearby when burning, properly extinguish campfires, avoid activities that could create sparks, and never leave fires unattended. Fireworks should be kept away from wooded areas and dry vegetation. The DNR also advises against burning household trash or hazardous materials and recommends using approved burn barrels when disposing of natural debris. More wildfire prevention and fire safety information is available through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. Supreme Court tossed out the conviction and death sentence of Terry Pitchford, a Mississippi man convicted of capital murder more than two decades ago. In a majority opinion joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and the court's liberal wing, the justices ruled that the jury selection process violated constitutional protections against racial discrimination. Defense attorneys successfully argued that prosecutors improperly used peremptory strikes to eliminate 4 out of 5 black prospective jurors. The dissenting justices criticized rulings, stating that the majority failed to meet the high legal bar required for federal courts to overturn long-standing state convictions. The U.S. military launched targeted strikes against Iranian radar and drone control facilities over the weekend, following the downing of an American MQ-1 Predator drone over international waters. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps launched retaliatory missile and drone strikes targeting a U.S. airbase on Monday. The escalating exchange of fire has heavily strained a fragile ceasefire and complicated ongoing diplomatic negotiations to reopen the blockade and the Strait of Hormuz. While President Donald Trump stated that Tehran remains interested in a deal, Iranian negotiators warned that no agreement will be signed unless all national sovereign rights are secured. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servants.